Hi, Symphony fam. Let's jump right into our passage for today, Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments, for though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come. But the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with the growth that is from God. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. Amen. As a quick recap from yesterday, Paul is writing to the Colossians while he is imprisoned. He's heard great reports of how they are thriving as a church, specifically in faith, hope, and love, but they are facing some pressures. Chapter 2 addresses these. The Colossians are basically living within the tension of two pressures that are tempting them to turn away from Christ or to compromise their faith. The first one is the spirituality of polytheism. Paul warns them, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Culturally, most believe that there were multiple gods, for example, gods for rain, harvest, money, love, fertility, etc. Some would accept Jesus, but also believed he was just one of the many others. When I was living in Singapore for missions, their spiritual climate was very similar to this. They believe in religious harmony, so evangelizing to others could end you up in a lot of trouble. Many people that I would talk to about faith would actually say that they love Jesus. He's cool, he seems like a great guy, they would say, but so is Buddha and Allah and their ancestors. They are all good. Remember in chapter 1, Paul writes a beautiful Christological poem about Jesus' preeminence. Jesus reigns supreme. And in chapter 2, he continues to say that Jesus disarmed these rulers and spiritual authorities and put them all to open shame by triumphing over them in him. And the spiritual bondage that we were in, through his death and resurrection, he canceled our record of debts by nailing them to the cross, forgiving us from all our trespasses. It's very clear Jesus is the one true God. There is no other The second pressure that they were tempted by was the observance of the laws of the Torah. The Jewish Christians were adamant that Gentile Christians should follow everything in the Torah, more specifically about getting circumcised, observing the Sabbath, what is good to eat or unclean to eat. Paul says, "Let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. Let no one disqualify you insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on details about visions, puffed up without reason by a sensuous mind and not holding fast to the head, which is Jesus." Remember that Jesus was constantly challenging the legalism of the Pharisees, who were missing the whole spiritual reality of Jesus coming to set them free from the law. For example, Jesus was healing on the Sabbath, and that was against the teachings of the Torah. With Jesus, he gave us a new covenant. But as it says in verse 23, they have indeed put on an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they actually are of no value in stopping the indulgences of the flesh. Paul makes it clear that it was the cross that set us free. Verse 21 says, "If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, then why, as if you are still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? As in, do not handle this, do not taste, do not touch, etc. Referring to things that all perishes there use according to human precepts and teachings." It is the cross that has pierced both the polytheistic pressures and the legalistic pressures that the Colossians are facing. Similarly, there are many pressures that we today as Christians have been facing. We do not live in a polytheistic culture, at least here in the States, but there are many other things that we love and worship. We say, yes, we love Jesus, but we also love other things above him: success, reputation, beauty, strength, money, intelligence, popularity, security, comfort, the list goes on. And all of these things vie for our attention each day. These days, New Age astrology, crystals, and tarot cards are present. There are studies that say that Gen Z is very open spiritually, more than millennials, and it's clear that people are seeking truth. But Paul makes it even more clear that Jesus is the one true God and that he has freed us from legalism and religion. And when we turn to those things above God, we compromise our faith. So then what? Paul says in verse 6 to 7, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." So with that, let's use those verses as our application steps for today. Number one, walk in the Lord, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. In other words, are there any areas of your life where you are not walking with the Lord? Perhaps feeding into other pressures that may compromise our faith. Let's reflect and then commit this day to walk in the Lord. And number two, abound in thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to Jesus for what he has done for us on the cross. For through it, we who were dead in our trespasses were made alive together, eternally forgiven as our deaths have been canceled. So let's do those two things today. Walk in the Lord and respond in thanksgiving. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this rich passage. We thank you, God, for the words of Paul that warn us, Lord, and have warned the Colossians of the different voices and philosophies that may distract us from walking a life with you. Lord, I thank you that the bondages of this world have no more hold on us because all of it was settled on the cross. We thank you that there is no one like you and that you have broken us free from the chains of legalism and religion and confusion in the spiritual realm. And so I pray, Lord, that today you would help us to draw near to you, that we would walk in step with you, and that we would respond in thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.